This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S., Japan, and South Korea have agreed to significantly enhance three-way military cooperation to counter rising threats from China and North Korea following a symbolically historic summit held Friday at the Camp David Presidential Retreat outside Washington, D.C. VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, reports.
A key outcome of the unprecedented Camp David meeting among U.S. President Joe Biden, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is an agreement their countries will hold annual multi-domain trilateral defense exercises. In response to a Japanese reporter's question, Biden said Friday's talks were not solely focused on concerns about China.
Not to say we don't share concerns about the economic coercion or heightened tensions caused by China, but this summit was really about our relationship with each other.
The meeting was the first standalone summit among the three leaders and the first such gathering at the Camp David Presidential Retreat in Maryland in 15 years. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. officials Friday gave final approval to allies Denmark and Netherlands to send F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. It was not immediately clear when Ukraine might receive the jets, which it has been seeking for a long time to counter Russia's air superiority. VOA Eastern European Bureau Chief Miroslav Gengadze spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about when Ukraine might actually see the aircraft.
I asked the spokesman of the Air Force Command, and he told me that since Ukrainian pilots didn't yet started their training, so we are talking about time frame from 4 to 6 months from now. So, but he's hoping that the first pilots who will go on training will be able to bring those planes, the first set of planes, to Ukraine.
This is VOA News. West Africa's main regional bloc, ECOWAS, has agreed to a D-Day for a possible military intervention to restore democracy in Niger if diplomatic efforts fail, a senior official said Friday, without disclosing when that day might come. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilbourne reports.
The news came at the end of a two-day meeting between West African army chiefs in Ghana's Accra, where strategies around a possible use of force in Niger were discussed. ECOWAS has said such action would be a last resort. Abdul Fatwa Musa is the ECOWAS Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security.
All member states of ECOWAS present here today have all committed elements. They have committed their own equipment, they have committed their own resources to undertake this mission. We are ready to go.
Musa said a peaceful resolution remained the preferred option, but stressed that the bloc would not engage in endless dialogue with the junta.
That's Reuters correspondent Christy Kilbourne reporting. Medical researchers are announcing a promising procedure to fight blindness that uses stem cells from one eye to repair damage in another. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
An ophthalmologist at Mass Eye and Ear in Boston describes a recent success story involving a worker in Alabama. He lost the sight in his left eye after a chemical squirted from a commercial dishwasher into his face. Doctors took a small biopsy from his right eye and grew the stem cells on a graft, and then weeks later transplanted them into his damaged eye. Phil Durst says the pain is gone and he can see well enough to drive. He was one of four patients to get stem cell transplants. A larger study of the procedure is now underway. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Wildfires are forcing residents out of the city of Yellowknife, the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Residents rushed to get out of Yellowknife ahead of the wildfire as firefighters worked to keep open the only route out of the city. Authorities guided a long caravan of motorists through fire zones. Thousands were expected to fly out of Yellowknife. Meanwhile, a network of fire guards, sprinklers, and water cannons was being established to try to protect the city from the fire. Wind and a little rain complicated efforts to slow the flames. A government minister for the territory said, "We're heading into a critical couple of days." I'm Rita Foley.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.